Got Chris on the line from Bayview Bait and Tackle. Thanks for giving us a few minutes today, Chris.
No problem.
So how did the weekend go? Was it as exhausting as you were expecting?
Yeah, it was still very, very busy, even though the fishing was a little slower.
That's what I heard,
but,
yeah.
But still, with the nice weather and everything, yeah, there was tons of people out on the ice again this weekend.
So what was the busiest day, Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday is always busier than Sunday is, far and away. Fridays, though, are usually pretty nuts, too.
And that's when we called you last week, checked in a little bit. I got to tell you, it was a little disturbing to me, but the best reports were coming just south of Escanaba, like right on that safe edge of the ice toward Portage Point.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting quality fish down that way, but, you know, the ice is sort of sketchy, and now today with these strong north winds, you know, it's even going to be iffier.
Okay.
If that's a word or not, but
it is now.
Hopefully, if it, you know, if it all stays in place after all this wind here today, you know, it shouldn't be going anywhere.
And there is open water just south of there?
Just south of Portage. Yeah, I was looking at the satellite pictures here just yesterday, and yeah, lower central part of Green Bay is all wide open again now.
Hmm. All right, well, have you heard anything about, well, let's just talk specifically for walleye. Have you heard anything about one particular depth or type of water, a drop-off here or a flat here, that is working better for walleye right now?
So far, not really. You know, we see hundreds of people over the course of the weekend, and we've got guys fishing the far north end of the bay, like up around Center Reef. They might be fishing as shallow as 8, 10 feet of water with tip-ups at night. A lot of folks are fishing, you know, in 25 to 35 foot water in the central part of the upper bay, like in the deep mud flats. The guys that are further south are fishing, you know, maybe 40 feet or more of water. So it's just a little bit of everything. You know, the fish are spread out, and the fishermen are spread out. I mean, if you're fishing in the upper part of the Little Bay to Knock, which the vast majority of people are at, typically that. I'd have to say the 25 to 35-foot range is where we're getting the best reports from.
Now, what about the perch? Let's switch over and talk perch fishing, and that's mostly on the north end of the bay, right?
Yeah, the better reports for numbers are north of Gladstone. Again, you hear some really nice fish being caught south of Gladstone, but, you know, 1, 2, 3 fish a trip, if that. You know, they might be 11 inches or enough, but nothing real consistent. The better numbers are north of Gladstone, and there's some good quality fish up there, too.
Sure.
Got a number of people have been fishing in around Kipling, been here in like 15 to 25 feet of water on the west side of the bay, you know, in around Butler's Island and like on First, Second, and Third Reef. They're kind of spread out all over the place there. And again, out in the deep mud flats, they begin some nice perch mixed in with the walleyes out there, too, again, in that 25 to 35 foot water.
Oh, and we're going to talk about a whole lot of different lures that have been working excellent. Switch over to perch fishing, talk about the ice conditions and what Chris expects to happen with these bitterly cold temperatures we're expecting for a while and how that could possibly open up some new areas to fish. So stay tuned for part 2 coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.